Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Welcome to the grand finale, the last hurrah. It's crazy. When I started the show, I guess 3.5 years ago, I always thought about what the last show would be like and what do I do to celebrate. And I don't know, just thinking about a culmination of so many years of you know, something that I knew would be exciting, you know, at the beginning, and I could have never guessed the way it kind of evolved throughout the years. So this is it. This is the finale. But I'm excited to be here for 3 hours and share a lot of music. And I kind of made a rule as I was going through the show, which was to not repeat any songs. I failed a number of times, which wasn't surprising because my memory is only so good, and my laziness is a little bit of a hindrance in keeping track of all the songs I've played over 4 years. So you know, wasn't perfect, but that was my goal. I kept a spreadsheet of all the songs, but they changed the way that Spotify copies and pastes all the songs, so I stopped keeping track like halfway through. Anyway, the point is, I'm done with that. I figured that it would be better for this show to be a sort of a greatest hits, you know, celebrating some of my all-time favorite songs rather than 3 hours of me struggling to find songs that I haven't played in the past 3 years, 4 years. So, that's kind of the plan of action. A lot of songs that mean a lot to me in you know, a number of different ways. And, you know, as the name of the show implies, it's songs that have been handed down from my friends and family. So a lot of stories to kind of go along with those. And also, I took a lot of requests from people, you know, and again, continue with the theme of songs influenced from friends and family. And even if I didn't know all the songs that were requested, it's, you know, a sign that even though the show's ending, there's still a lot of music to be shared going forward. So it should be an exciting couple of hours. But excited to get right into it. So up first is actually a song that I played at my very first show back in October of 2017. So this is Simple Twist of Fate by Bob Dylan.
Thank you. They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. Room was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clock. Walks along with a parrot that talks. Hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
Welcome back to the studio once again. I was so caught up talking about myself, I guess, in the show. I forgot to mention the first song that was played, which was Your Mother Should Know by the Beatles off of Magical Mystery Tour. And I'd like to dedicate that one to my wonderful mom, Donna, who is listening out in I think she's still in Texas, visiting my grandma. So shout out to my Nana in Texas, too. Happy Mother's Day to you both. And wanted to dedicate that Beatles classic to you guys. And also a happy Mother's Day to my other Grammy, who's listening in Newburyport. The song's right, Your Mother Should Know. So for those out there who had a nice weekend with their moms, listen to your moms because they always know. So yeah, and then next was Simple Twist of Fate, but we'll get right back to the music. Up next is a Bing Crosby tune.
It went straight down the middle. Then it started to hook just a wee, wee bit. And That's when my caddy lost sight of it. That little white pellet has never been found to this day. But it went straight down the middle, like they say. Whack down the fairway, it went smack down the fairway. Then it started to slice just a smidge off line. It headed for two, but it bounced off nine. My caddy says, long as you're still in the state, you're okay. Yes, it went straight down the middle, quite a way. The sun was never brighter, the greens were never greener, and I was never keener to play. I heard it ping down the middle, it went zing down the middle. Oh, the life of a golfer is not all gloom. There's always the lies in the locker room. And I'm in my glory when wrapped in a towel I say that it went straight down the middle today. Golfer is not all gloom, though they charge you for listening in the locker room. But I'm in my glory when wrapped in a towel I say that it went straight down the middle. Where it wound up is a riddle, but it went straight down the middle.
The days I buy you, I was telling. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do and fill my heart with love for only you. Only you can to make all this change in me. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you. Only you.
Welcome back to the studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap again, you first heard Simple Twist of Fate by Bob Dylan off of Blood on the Tracks. And as I mentioned, I played that my very first show on air back in 2017. And I really fell in love with that album. I think it's one of the best albums of all time. At the middle and end of high school, and that's one that my dad used to play around the house on guitar, and was my gateway into that album, which has meant a lot to me over the years, and that one is kind of associated with that transition, I guess, from high school to college, which is can be challenging for a lot of people, but also exciting in a lot of ways. So that's one of my favorite songs. Next was Straight Down the Middle. That was requested by my dad, by Bing Crosby. Getting us in the summer mood, I guess. We love to play golf together, and he always sings that one kind of around the house also, but usually when we're going out to play a round of golf, some good mojo hitting it down the middle. And Bing Crosby was a lover of golf, if you know about his kind of background. So that's a great one from him. Next was Good Times, Bad Times by Led Zeppelin, which is a controversial song among my band, which is called Hot Guys Downstairs. I actually sent out a message to my a cappella group, who it seems like a lot of them are listening, which I hadn't really reminded anyone about the show because I tend to get nervous when people listen. So, and I was right. I am a little bit nervous, I will admit, even after doing this for 4 years. But I'm glad they're all listening. And we had our first show yesterday in my backyard. And our singer, Alex, was not a big fan of that suggestion, which I think the bassist, Zach, brought in. I jumped on board with that one. But we were able to get it through. I yelled the Robert Plant part, and I think it went pretty well, so that was a really fun one. So thanks, Alex, for letting us do it. But I know that one was a little bit controversial, but yeah, I guess I'll also say I always wanted to be in a band when I got to college, and didn't find the right people till this year, so I'm grateful to have gotten that opportunity to play at least one show in the last week of classes, which is pretty cool. Next was Only You and You Alone by The Platters. That was requested by my Nana, who's in Texas. I gave her a shout out for Mother's Day, but that one was from her, and another shout out to you, Nana. We'll get right back into the music. I'm going to play. The tradition is Grateful Dead always after the halfway break. So I guess we'll do that three different times, which will be exciting for those that like the Grateful Dead. But just a warning for those that don't. So up first is might be my favorite single, live performance of a Grateful Dead song. This is Loser, live at the Pershing Municipal Auditorium, I believe in Lincoln, Nebraska. I've mentioned this before, but the way I found it was I just Googled Loser. My dad, another one, a common theme here, a lot of the songs I love are ones that my dad would play around the house. He used to play that one. And I asked him what it was called, and he said Loser. I typed it into the iTunes store, and this was the first one that popped up. I don't think it is anymore, but that was it. And I clicked by, and I kind of fell in love with it. So it's really been one of my favorite Grateful Dead songs. I hope you enjoy that. But we'll get to that after a quick PSA.
Hi, this is Little Steven for Red. We all got to party now and then, but we've got to let somebody else do the driving. Please don't drink and drive, and don't drive with somebody else who's been drinking. Thank you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
The way she shines. chance of losing this time. Well, I've got no chance of losing this time. Well, I've got no chance of losing this time.
Crash through. won't you let me open up sometime? Don't make a mess of my love.
Welcome back to the studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. To recap, again, you first heard Loser by the Grateful Dead, which was from Pershing Municipal Auditorium in Lincoln, Nebraska, from February 26th of 1973. As I mentioned, you know, one of my favorite single recordings of a Grateful Dead song. I think it's just an incredible performance of I don't know. I would say maybe one of their more, it's not super emotional, but for, I don't know. I guess for me, I think it's a very powerful song, and the way they perform it is really, you know, I don't know, impactful to me in a lot of ways. And I really love that song. I hope you did too. Next was a fan favorite. That was Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, from the movie A Star Is Born. That was requested by my grandma, Grammy, who is listening in Newburyport. I asked through my uncle Kevin, who always comes in and stays with her and listens to the show. So shout out to both of you. You're two of my most loyal fans. He said she thought long and hard and came up with that. And he also added that a lot of the 80 plus year olds love Lady Gaga, which I did not know. So I'm glad she chose that one. And that's a classic. And a great song from Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper from a great movie as well. So next was I Feel Better by Novo Amor. And for this, we have a very special guest to talk about it. And it was requested by my good friend Peter. I told him to turn off the sound. If he didn't, I'll be mad at him. But as a background for some of the things that I might talk to him with... after we talk about the song, my two closest friends, Peter and Scott, we have a betting tradition, I guess, kind of every other year. We bet on the Oscars. We bet on all three of the Triple Crown races, among other things. But we always bet a sandwich from D'Agostino's, which is our favorite sandwich place next to our high school, Belmont Hill. And this year, he picked the winning horse, which was Medina Spirit. But there's been recent news that Medina Spirit had been failed a drug test after the race, so it's a little controversial. We brought it up with him, but he declined to give any comment. So I'm hoping to get a little more out of him this time, but we'll see what he says. But here is Mr. Peter Knowlton. Peter, you're on air.
Hey, Marshall, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's so great to be back in Hand Me Down Tunes. I absolutely love this show. You know, I remember when we were in Newbury Comics and you were looking for CDs to kind of, I guess you had to audition for the show, but you were looking for CDs to kind of make a playlist to send into them. So it's been really cool to watch you do this show from the beginning.
Yeah. So that was like the training program. You don't have to audition or anything, but you do have to go through training. And part of that training is doing a 10 or so minute segment of a kind of pre-existing show. So that's what I was doing. And looking for some music to play, and it went well, and it got me interested in doing it, and that's kind of where that went. So I'm glad you brought that up.
But yeah,
Peter's been a great fan of the show, consistent listener. But tell us a little bit about the song "I Feel Better" by Novo Moore and why you requested it.
Yeah, so you guys, you and Scott, who you mentioned, introduced me to Novo Moore this January. And thankfully, Marshall Scott and I have had the incredible privilege of being able to stay with each other about twice now for long periods of time during COVID. And I was telling Marshall earlier that I feel that we listened to this band, a South African band called Beatenberg, in the spring a lot when we stayed together. And then when we stayed together again this January, Novo Moore kind of became that same band, in my opinion. You and Scott did the really incredible cover of Decimal, and I just afterward I listened to this album a whole lot. I really kind of fell in love with this song. I Feel Better, but I feel like the same way that Hanging Gardens of Beatenberg, the album I listened to in the spring, was the anthem of the spring. This album Canopy Whatsoever kind of became the anthem of the January.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really glad you suggested this because I think that our Vermont trip in January is a kind of an underdog story versus the longer trip to Queechy last spring. Obviously, mm-hmm. you know, that was kind of the pandemic was new and we all got kicked off. It was all a lot happening at once. So that was, you know, I don't know. That was a little more focused. I don't know. But We started Fireside Jams there. It was great, but I think the revival was pretty awesome as well. And we brought back Fireside Jams for season two, had some great guest performances by Peter, most notably Ya Ya Ding Dong.
That was an incredible time. I'm very glad we did that song. I'm very glad we didn't know the full meaning of that song.
Yes,
we did it.
Yes, we were so caught up in the heat of the moment and the beauty of the song. As a song that we didn't realize what the lyrics meant, but I'll leave you listeners to look that up on your own. This is a family show, obviously, yeah, that was a highlight of Fireside Jams, and it was great that Peter, you and your family let us stay up there, and I agree, Novo Moore was kind of a you know, definitely the soundtrack of that trip, and I didn't really know them either until Scott brought that song in and. Decided to have us do that as a project, and it went really, really well. I was glad he did. Yeah, I'd love to talk a little bit about some exciting performances that you have coming up. I'm probably the world's biggest fan of your a cappella group GQ. Good question. I don't think I've ever done anything more fun than watch your shows in person. And pouring you a glass of fake rum when you were doing the Zac Brown Band song, and also the virtual ones have been so much fun. So tell us a little bit about what you guys have coming up.
Yeah, thank you, Marshall. Yeah, so I'm at a cappella group at Williams College. We're called Good Question Acapella, and we've been able to kind of get by the restrictions of COVID this year by doing a lot of virtual concerts. So rather than our live concert, we'll just pre-record everything, we'll put them all together, and then we post them as a YouTube premiere, which is a great kind of it's almost basically give the feeling of a live show on your screen. Yeah, Marshall's been at a lot of our shows. He did pour me a glass of rum, or actually it was a coconut full of rum.
It was, yeah, it was a real coconut, wasn't it?
It was a real coconut, yeah. That I got and cut open, and Marshall poured me a glass during our concert. So that was great. So if you go to our YouTube page, Good Question Acapella, you'll find our two most recent full concerts, from the fall and the winter, as well as our most recent mid-semester concert. And our big final concert will be going up in the second to last weekend of May. That'll be kind of our spring concert, where many of the seniors will be performing their senior solos as well. Pre-recorded, but still our live senior solos. So I'm very excited. Marcia, yeah, thank you. Thank you for being such a loyal follower. Marsh was live tweeting our first our second live concert, and it was great to have that support.
Oh, and you better believe I'll be live tweeting this one as well.
I cannot wait.
I can't wait either. So I appreciate all that, and I'm excited for the show. But I have one more serious matter of business to address. And Peter, everyone's asking. We haven't gotten a lot of comment from you so far. But what do you have to say in response to the allegations that your horse that you bet on, Medina Spirit, used PEDs in order to win the Kentucky Derby? We all need to know, Peter. You need to address the issue.
My horse is clean. listen, I bet on that horse. I put all that I had into that horse, everything I own, and I will not bow to the pressure of the press or the public. This horse was clean. It was a fair race. And I'm frankly a little sick and tired of people just being jealous that I had the ultimate victory in the ramen betting ceremony.
I suppose, but Peter, this is not the first time you've been caught up in controversy. So much so that the mayor of the big city that you're from has called publicly for your resignation as a member of the Ramen Noodling Board of Trustees. Will you be handing in your letter of resignation? And also, will you be forfeiting your reward of a D'Agostino sandwich from this bet? I think it's justified, but I'll let you speak on that.
Well, frankly, the mayor of the big city, you know, they and I go way back, and I really would hope that the mayor of the big city would keep politics out of this and really just focus on what matters, and that is these horses, the integrity of the race, and the spoils of clean, fair betting, which this was. I really wish the mayor would really stay out of these affairs. It's very much out of their realm.
Well. That's just a matter of opinion, but I don't know. My opinion is you should resign, give the sandwich to maybe the horse that got second behind your horse, which would be my horse, Midnight Bourbon, which seems only fair. But we'll leave that for another time. We do have some breaking news that rumors have it that you injected the horses with a mixture of Monster and all 5 COVID vaccines before the race. Is this true, Peter?
Listen, that is not illegal. That is not an illegal substance. Okay, that is essentially the same as the 6 Infinity Stones from Endgame. This is completely within the rules. I checked that completely. Anyone could have done it. I just happened to do it first. And there's nothing in the rules that said I couldn't inject the horse with all 5 COVID vaccines and Monster. And so in my mind, and in the eyes of the rules of the Derby, it's still a fair race.
All right. Well, we're going to have to do a deeper peruse of the Kentucky Derby rulebook. So I guess I'll leave that one for now, but I'm personally quite suspicious. But lastly, Peter, I mean, once again, your reputation has been tarnished by controversy. And I just want to give you an opportunity to give a message to your fans and the fans of this show that you've let down time and time again.
Listen, everyone. I understand that everyone's upset about this horse. I hope that you all, you know, will look at me in a good light once this is all cleared up. But I must say that what's gotten me through this controversy has been hearing the incredible music of Hand Me Down Tunes, and throughout many hard times these past 4 years. It's very much been my pleasure to tune in to Hand Me Down Tunes for a little pick me up. Marshall's always very good at that for me, and I'm sure that he does the same for many people. So I hope that everyone, after this most recent scandal with the Derby, will look at me in good light. But I want to thank Marshall for all that he's done to keep me and many people entertained for so long.
Thank you, Peter. That means a lot. You've been a such a loyal fan, and you know, you guys and all the other listeners are the reason why I keep doing it for all these years. So thank you, Peter. Thank you for your time. I look forward to receiving your letter of resignation. And
you won't
get it. That sandwich that you owe me because you're a cheater.
My sandwich.
I guess we'll figure that out on our own time. But thank you again, Peter. You've been such a great fan. And this next song is also dedicated to you. I hope you will enjoy it. So thanks again, Peter. Hope you enjoy this next song.
Thank you, Marshall. I will.
I'm a lazy student in a circular library with a glass ceiling and a parquet floor. After graduation, I'm gonna go to the Amazon in search of a pigment that I want on my wall. Hold
me, scold me, extol me, console me through the 90s and the 80s and the Tigris, the Euphrates.
And after all that I've said, I want you to know me. I want you to throw me in the river so the clouds that follow my head can finally rain down.
Stand in my window with a view of suburbia as it marks at the edges of my opulent grounds. I'm rich, but I'm troubled. There's a worm in my bougainvillea. Why do you plague me when my ethics are sound? Hold me, scold me, extol me, console me through the 90s and the 80s, through the waters of this sea.
And after all that I've said, I want you to know me. I want you to throw me in the river so the clouds that follow my head can finally rain down on all your hydrangeas. I always ignored you just to make you try harder to do what you do. I had to be awful just to keep you from danger.
But after all I've said, it's academia. How could I be so faithful to the queen of media? Through the 90s and the 80s, and the Yangtze, and the Niger, and the Ganges.
Hold me, fold me, control me, cajole me, and release me on the leafy and the echo through my body. And after all that I've said, I want you to know me. I want you to throw me in the so the clouds that follow my head can finally rain down on all your hydrangeas. I never had a doubt that you would come through. I always adored you, I always ignored you, just to make you try harder to do what you do. I had to be awful just to keep you from danger.
It all depends upon your appetite. meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is fine. Oh, lost touch long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You ever look so nice after so much time. You remember those days hanging out at the village green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans.
Say goodbye.